I'm Hank Davis, and this is Podcast Gear News for July 2025, your monthly podcasting equipment news show. Zoom's well-received PodTrac P2 has ended its price hike experiment, at least in the United States anyway. When the device launched this year, it retailed for $99.99 US dollars. After it garnered attention, it was promptly raised to $149.99 US dollars. Thankfully, the dual USB mic input interface is back to its original price. Note that some of the other products remain at their increased prices. You can check out my review of the PodTrac P2, link in the description. M Audio has released a refresh to their M-Track series with the M-Track Duo HD. The prior M-Track Duo had an outdated USB-B port and was 16-bit 48 kHz. The new HD version offers 24-bit, 192 kHz, 55 dB of gain, and a modern USB-C port for connectivity. While M Audio preamps are highly regarded, I was a bit disappointed that they haven't increased the product's gain. I'll be waiting to see if and when they release a single XLR combo input version like their previous series. The M-Track Duo HD retails for $99 US dollars. There's also a producer pack that adds a condenser microphone and headphones for $199 US dollars. For podcasters who don't mind the stage mic style, SE Electronics released their 25th edition nickel and gold versions of the V7. These microphones are stunning. The nickel version retails for $149 US dollars, and the gold version clocks in at $199 US dollars. Podcast Gear News is brought to you by listeners like you. Whether you're a fellow podcaster or you run a podcast business, I have Patreon and PayPal links in the description. Thank you for your support. Behringer has released an update to their copycat version of the Rode NT1 Signature Series called the TM1 Dark Edition. The TM1 Dark Edition is now in black, hence the dark part, with nearly an identical look and accessories as the NT1 Signature Series. Coming in at $30 less than Rode's offering, the TM1 retails for $129 US dollars. However, can it replicate the smooth sound of the Rode NT1 Signature Series? I hope to take it for a spin in the future. Golden Age Project FC1 Mark III Large Diaphragm Condenser Microphone has been reported to be in the wild already. It comes with a shock mount and carrying case, features a 100Hz low-cut filter, a 32mm gold sputter diaphragm, and retails for just $99 US dollars. Company founder Bo Medin recently made his rounds in the United States discussing the mic and other gear coming from Golden Age Project. Coming soon, Behringer also has a re-release of their B1 microphone in the Dark Edition series. The retail price is currently $109 US dollars. Also, there are several microphones that I'm aware of which are expected to be, air quotes, released soon. But I don't have any concrete release details as of yet, so be sure to subscribe to this podcast. If anything major happens between now and next month's episode, I'll chime in with an urgent update. Subscription links in the description. On my YouTube channel, which is called Free Podcast Tools, I recently reviewed the RGB Link Mini Video Switcher, and I discussed the Rodecaster Video's webcam frame rate issue that I had with a camera on their compatibility list. Shortly, I'll be releasing my review of the dated but potentially still relevant Mackie MCaster Studio, and I'll discuss an upcoming product from Zoom that has been delayed. To subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow the link in the description. Thank you for listening to Podcast Gear News. I'll catch you next month.